圣经来看真教会的发展。
This time I'm assigned to teach a book of Acts from an evangelical perspective. The development of TJC from the Bible.
那在这个主题之下，想用两卷圣经跟大家来看这个题目。
And under this theme of the development of TJC from the Bible, I'd like to use two books as our mutual encouragement.
一个是从新约圣经的使徒行传。
And the first book is, we'll study is Book of Acts.
那另外一个从哈该书。
And the second book is Book of Haggai.
就是从新约跟从旧约来看同一件事情，真教会的发展。
We'll look at the development of the true church from two different angles, the New Testament and the Old Testament.
那这里讲真教会其实就是真耶稣教会。
The true church is the true Jesus church.
那从主题看起来，我们非常强调真耶稣教会。
And we emphasize in the theme of this topic, the true Jesus church.
我们知道在基督教历史里面有所谓的普世运动啊。
In the history of Christianity, there is this movement called ecumenical movement.
就是所有的教派，不分教派，联合起来做宣道的工作。
This is a movement that attempts to unite all the efforts of all different denominations in Christianity and put all these efforts in preaching.
很多的非洲的宣道工作在一百年前就在这个运动之下教派联合所做成的。
Some of the African ministries of other denominations were done under this effort.
但这个普世运动里面呢，有一个教会没有参加。
But there's one church that never joined this ecumenical movement.
就是天主教。
This church is Catholic church.
因为天主教觉得说我们才是正统的教会。
Because to Catholic church, it considered itself the only true church.
那彼得是第一任教皇。
Peter was the first pope.
所以所谓教派联合应该是回归到天主教才对。
So to them, if churches were to unite, they must begin with unification with the Catholic Church.
那天主教其实人数也不少。
Catholic Church has a large number of members.
但是如果我们从圣经看起来，
But from the Bible,
真正正统的教会应该是真耶稣教会。
The most orthodox church is the True Jesus Church.
因为这是使徒教会的恢复，再一次的建立起。
This was the church that was first revived and was reestablished.
所以我们要在真耶稣教会洗礼，一个具备重要的条件，就要相信真耶稣教会是圣经里面讲那个一个身体。
So if one were to receive water baptism in this church, then one must believe that church is the only body in the Bible.
是教会，是基督的身体。
It is the body of the church. Is the body of Christ.
那在有这样的信念，我们的信仰才会稳固。
It's under this belief that our faith will be firmly established.
因此我们从圣经来看真教会的发展，这是绝对需要的。
So, from this point of view, it's necessary for us to look at the development of the true church.
我们还有一个题目，还有一个查考，就是以弗所书也会提到真教会。
We will also study church from the point of view of Book of Ephesians.
因为我们现在在美国这个地方是一个可以说是基督教传统的国家。
We are in a country where Christianity have predominantly been preached.
那我们会遇到很多很虔诚的基督徒。
And there are many devout Christians.
而且会看到一些好像教会很兴盛的基督教团体。
And there may be some other denominations that appear to have flourished.
所以在这个外在的表象之下，有时候我们会怀疑自己。
So when we look at other denominations, sometimes we'll doubt ourselves.
难道他们发展这么快，他们是不对，那我们是对的吗？
If another denomination who have been successful, then what does it mean about, what does it mean to us? Have we not been incorrect?
难道他们人数这么多，我们人数这么少，有可能只有我们才是真的吗？
If they have so many members and we have so little, then how is it possible that we are the only true church?
所以我们要从各个不同的书，圣经的书卷来看， 到底我们教会是怎么一回事。
So we would like to study this question from different books in the Bible.
那不止我们可以分辨，而且我们会更加的感谢神。
This will help us to differentiate other denominations and also make us be thankful of God.
我们现在看讲义哈 A1.
Let us turn to lecture notes A1.
那使徒行传我们从宣道的观点来看。
And we'd like to look at Book of Acts from an evangelical's perspective.
就是神的道怎么传开。
We'll study how the word of God was preached, was spread.
我们看第一章的第八节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传第一章的第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
第六节开始。
Starting from verse 6.
他们聚集的时候，耶稣问他们问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？”第七节。
Verse 7.
耶稣对他们说：“主凭自己的权柄所定的日期不是你们可以知道的。”第八节。
Verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并且在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。第九节。
Verse 9.
说了这个话，他们正看的时候，他就被云彩取去，把他接到天上看不见了。这是主耶稣在世界上最后讲的一句话。
This was the last phrase spoken by Jesus.
圣灵要降在地上。
Holy Spirit will descend upon you.
那你们就得着能力。
And you shall be empowered.
然后你们要开始传福音。
And you shall begin to be witness to me.
耶路撒冷、犹大全地，直到撒玛利亚，直到地极。
In Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth.
那整个使徒行传的主题就是第一章第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8 is the theme of the book of Acts.
所以第一章第二章就是在讲圣灵降临。
So chapter 1 and chapter 2 talks about the descension of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵降临之后，从第二章的下半部就在讲彼得的宣道。
And after the coming of the Holy Spirit, in the latter half of chapter 2, Peter's sermon was described.
那从13章开始就在讲保罗的宣道。
And beginning of chapter 13, it began to talk about Paul's sermons.
那到28章福音保罗把它传到罗马。
And at the end of book of Acts, Paul, the gospel reached to Rome.
那当时罗马他们认为就是地极啊。
To them, at that time, that was the end of the world.
所以整本《使徒行传》28章是从第一章第八节衍生出来的。
So the rest of the book of Acts evolved from chapter 1, verse 8.
所以我们可以看神的话每一句都带有能力。
Every phrase, every sentence of God has its power.
那这个第一章第八节就是神在讲他的国要怎么兴旺。
Chapter 1, verse 8. Tells us about how the kingdom of God will become prosperous.
是一定会兴旺，而且要怎么兴旺。
It will be prosperous, and it also talks about how it will become prosperous.
是圣灵降临，给他们能力，然后人去做工，然后福音传开。
It comes with the coming down of the Holy Spirit, and people having been empowered, and they preach the gospel.
所以从第二章一直到28章，就是这句话这样一直衍生出来的。
When we see this theme being repeated and repeated over and over again in the rest of the book of Acts.
那第一章第八节就是神预定的旨意。
Chapter 1 and verse 8 had been part of God's will all along.
所以我们就可以看神要完成他的旨意，就预备工人，赐给能力带领他们。
So in order to carry out his will, he gave the power to the workers.
虽然里面遇到很多困难，
so even though there were a lot of difficulties,
但是一个一个克服，
but they overcame it one by one.
到28章神的话就成全了，
and his words were fulfilled in chapter 28.
所以这样看起来，我们对教会的工作我们要关心，但是不要悲观。
So from this point of view, we recognize that we should care for the church of work, but we should not be pessimistic.
因为教会不是社会。
Because church is not like the society.
神的国不是地上的国。
And the kingdom of God is not like this, the world on earth.
地上的国是人在做主。
The world on earth is governed by men.
神的国是神在做主。
Whereas the kingdom of God is governed by God himself.
所以神对他的国有预定的旨意。
So God has his own plan regarding his kingdom of God.
然后时间到就照着他所预定的旨意这样一步一步的去完成。
And when its time has come, its plan will be carried out step by step.
那在圣工发展的过程里面, 神用很多的人。
And in his ministry, he used many people.
那每一个人, 神都有他预定的角色使命在里面。
Each individual has his or her own role to play in this ministry.
那每一个人把他的角色跟任务做完, 那很多人联合起来, 整个这个神的国就扩张起来。
When each individual fulfills the task that was assigned to him or her, then the work of God will be united and accomplished.
所以最重要是要认清楚神要我做什么。
So the key question is to ask, what does God want me to do?
神要我怎么做?
How does he want me to do it?
那我们把我们本分做好, 那一代一代这样连下去, 神的国就可以复兴。
So when we have done our part, and generation after generations, then the kingdom of God will be revived.
所以我们从圣经看起来, 我们不要对教会的发展悲观。
So having the insight of from the Bible, we should not be pessimistic about the development of the church.
因为这里面有神的旨意, 有神亲自在带领。
Because it is guided by God's will in his own hand.
好，我们看第二点。
Let us look at point two.
教会,
churches.
主耶稣出来传道理第一句话是什么?
What was the first lesson Jesus taught when he came out to preach?
天国近了,
the heaven is near.
你们要悔改,
and you must repent.
施洗约翰出来传道理第一句话是什么?
What was the first teaching of John the Baptist?
天国近了,
heaven, King of God is near.
你们要悔改,
you shall repent.
所以施洗约翰跟主耶稣来地上有共同的目标。
John the Baptist and Jesus both came with a common goal.
就是把神的国从天上带到地上来。
And that was to bring the kingdom of God on earth.
主耶稣说神的国就在你的心里面。
Jesus said the kingdom of God is in your heart.
但是到最后神的国具体的显现就是教会的建立。
And this manifestation of kingdom of God is fulfilled in the establishment of the church.
所以主耶稣说, 你们当中有人在没有死以前要看见我的国大有能力的降临。
Jesus said that the kingdom of God will be revealed to some of you before some of you pass away.
后来主耶稣就变貌给他们看。
And then Jesus transfigured before them.
那有的人就解释说, 那个能力大, 那个国大有能力就是在变貌身上的那个国。
Some people interpret that the kingdom which was powerful is the one that revealed to the disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration.
但是那个变貌山那个显现只是短暂就没有了。
But the transfiguration only occurred for momentarily.
但是神的国既然要降在地上, 表示这个神对人的爱的关心, 这不是很短暂的一个现象而已。
Since God had predestined his kingdom to come on earth, it should be more than a moment. It should last for more than a moment.
因为神的国是公义和平喜乐。
Because the kingdom of God is joy, peace, and righteousness.
这个不是短暂的。
And this is not temporary.
这个是要给凡进到神救恩里面的人享用的。
This is for all who are about to come to him to partake.
所以神的国真正的降临在地上，是使徒行传第一章圣灵降临以后，他们受洗罪得赦免。
So the first time that the kingdom of God came on earth took place when the apostles received the Holy Spirit.
那公义、平安、喜乐就充满在他们中间。Peace,
justice, and righteousness filled among themselves.
因着亚当错误被赶出伊甸园。So
when Adam sinned and was cast out of Garden of Eden,
被赶出神的国。He
was cast out of kingdom of God.
主耶稣来。Jesus
came.
他挽回了亚当的错误。He
He remedy for Adam's mistake.
为我们罪付出赎价。
And he He died for our sins on the cross.
所以我们现在可以重新进到神的国里面。
And it's for this reason that at this time we're able to re-enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以这个使徒行传就是在讲神的国的降临。
So Book of Acts is about the coming of the kingdom of heaven on earth.
那个国就是教会。
And that kingdom of heaven is church.
那使徒行传如果我们从整个宣道来看。
And from an evangelical point of view.
第一章到十二章是犹太人的宣道。
Book of Acts from chapter 1 to chapter 12 has to do with the evangelism to the Jews.
那十三章开始是保罗第一次的宣道旅程。
And beginning of chapter 13 describes Paul's ministry.
这是外邦人的宣道。
And that's to the Gentiles.
所以福音是从犹太人一直往外传，传到外邦人。
So the gospel was first preached to the Jews and to the Gentiles.
因此我们可以看到要把这个福音传开来有一个工作的基础。
So there is a foundation on which this gospel was spread.
犹太人的宣道基础就是耶路撒冷教会。
The ministry to the Jews was based on Jerusalem.
但是到了十三章这个往外邦人传道宣道的基础就已经转移到安提阿的教会。
But by the time we get to Acts chapter 13, the center of the mission had been shifted to Antioch.
那在《使徒行传》第二章里面这个耶路撒冷教会的建立。
And in chapter 2, the church was established in Jerusalem.
我们看到耶路撒冷教会的建立有两个很重要的因素。
There were two key ingredients that made the church possible in Jerusalem.
第二章的第一节到十三节是讲圣灵降临。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to 13 describe the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那十四节开始，彼得在讲神的道。
And Peter gave a sermon beginning verse 14.
那讲完之后，很多人被感动。
And after that sermon, many people were moved.
悔改。
They repented
受洗,
and were baptized.
神的国就建立起来,
and the kingdom of God was established.
所以创世纪里面在讲神创造天地，第一个是灵运行在水面上。
So when God created the world, he first allowed his spirit to move above the water.
第二个，神讲话。
Then he spoke.
神一讲话，说有就有，说成就成。
And when he spoke, then things were created.
那美丽的伊甸园就形成。
And the beautiful Garden of Eden was created.
那在第二章之前，整个世界是被罪所充满的。
Before chapter 2 of Acts, the world was full of sins.
当然就是黑暗的，混沌的。
It was dark.
但是神先把他的灵降下来。
But God pours down his spirit.
运行在整个心里面。
And allows this spirit to work among people.
然后神透过他的工人宣讲他的道。
And through the workers, the message was delivered,
让人悔改,
and people repented,
让人受洗, 罪得赦免,
and they were baptized, and their sins were removed.
一个新的伊甸园, 使徒教会就建立了。
So a new Garden of Eden was established.
所以我们可以看到使徒教会的建立啊，就是从神的灵以及神的道开始的。
So the establishment of the apostolic church began with God's Spirit and His Word.
今天我们真耶稣教会最重要的特点是什么？
What is this unique feature of True Jesus Church?
就是《使徒行传》第二章。
It is chapter 2 of Book of Acts.
圣灵从天上降下来。
The coming of the Holy Spirit from heaven.
充满在我们里面。
Which fill among us.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
一个教会如果没有圣灵。
If a church does not have the Holy Spirit.
就等于一个人他里面没有灵魂。
It's almost as it's a body without the spirit.
这是没有生命的。
And this body has no life in it.
所以为什么我们一直强调说真耶稣教会这个是唯一的真教会？
So why is that we often emphasize that True Jesus Church is the only true church?
关键在乎圣灵。
The key point here is the Holy Spirit.
因为有圣灵充满在这个教会里面。
Because the Holy Spirit fills in this church.
那有圣灵的启示才有真理。
And only with the revelation of the Holy Spirit can we have truth.
那像彼得一样传讲神的真理。
It's like Peter, who preached the word of the truth.
那这个真理啊，变成一个道路。
And this, word of truth paves a way for us.
那走在这个道路上就有永生。
When we walk on this way of truth, then we have eternal life.
所以主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
So Jesus said, I'm the way, the life, and the life, yeah.
所以第二章这是一个使徒教会一个关键的开始。
So chapter 2, book of Acts chapter 2 is the key establishment of the apostolic church.
那到了使徒行传的十三章，当然这个是讲第二个工人保罗的宣道。
Beginning of chapter 13, book of Acts began to describe Paul's work.
好，那十三章我们看第一节。
Let's look at chapter 13, verse 1.
我们先看十一章哈。
Let's first go back to chapter 11, verse 19.
这十九节开始讲因为耶路撒冷的事情，门徒就四散。
So after what happened in Jerusalem, the disciples were scattered.
然后叫到安提阿去。
So some went as far as Antioch.
然后就向希腊人传讲耶稣。
So they preached the Greek.
然后到了二十五节。
In verse 25.
到扫罗。
Paul was sought.
带到安提阿去。
And taken to Antioch.
然后门徒称为基督徒。
And it is at Antioch where members first became.
耶路撒冷教会的生活好像天国一样。
The life in the Jerusalem church was like the life we have in heaven.
充满能力，充满恩典，充满喜乐。
It's filled with power, grace, and joy.
这个地方的人，谁愿意往外移民呢？
If you live in a place like this, will you ever consider immigration to elsewhere?
那如果不移民，神的话怎么成全呢？
And if there is no migration of members, then how will the word of God be preached?
所以神允许患难临到。
So God allowed persecution to come upon them.
对他们的信仰是一种考验，也是一种炼净。
That was a trial and a refinement of their faith.
但是更重要，接着这样，这个素质很高的信徒往外扩散，神的道就传出去。
And it's through the persecution that members who have high spirituality were immigrated to elsewhere in the gospel spread.
为着预备第二个阶段的宣道。
And that was to prepare the second stage of evangelism.
就是以安提阿为基地，再往外邦人去扩张。
Which was based in Antioch and with the intention of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以我们看历史上是重现的。
So the history had repeated itself again.
1949年以后。
After 1949,
真教会受到逼迫。
The true church was persecuted.
所以搬到台湾了。
So its center was moved to Taiwan.
然后台湾的教会成长到一段一定的程度。
And after the church in Taiwan had grown to certain stage.
因为教育因素，因为政治因素，因为商业因素，就人就往外移民。
People began to immigrate. For business, education, and political reasons.
那这个往外移民的结果，就给真教会要向外族人开始宣道一个基地。
And the migration of church member out of Taiwan marks the beginning of another stage of evangelism.
因为主耶稣说，这个福音要传遍天下，然后他才会再来。
Because Jesus said that. The gospel must first preach to the end of the world before he comes again.
如果主耶稣讲那个福音是一般外教会讲的福音，早就传遍天下了。
If the ministry that the gospel that he talks about is like the other denominations, then in that sense, the end of world has already been preached.
你到非洲每一个村落都有人在读圣经。
You go to many tribes in remote areas in Africa, you will find people reading the Bible.
你在非洲里面打开收音机，好多人在讲福音。
You turn on the radio station in Africa, you will hear many Christian radios.
但是他们讲那个福音失去了一个最重要的重点。
But their emphasis of their broadcast lacks one thing.
就是《使徒行传》第二章。
It is the Book of Acts chapter 2.
圣灵降临。
the coming of the Holy Spirit,
让人知道啊，这个神的灵大有能力
，which allow people to realize the power of God.
再来赦罪的洗礼
，and the baptism that forgives sins.
这个是约翰福音三章五节，主耶稣对这个啊尼哥底母讲的。
This was first taught to Nicodemus in John chapter 5 verse 3.
你没有从水跟圣灵生，你就不能得救。
Unless you are born with water and the Spirit, you cannot be saved.
哦，所以这个福音在真教会里面隐藏着。
So this gospel was hidden in the true church.
因此真教会要把这个福音传遍世界，主耶稣就再来。
So once this gospel of the true church had been preached to the ends of the world, then Jesus will come again.
因此我们看1949年往外的这个移民潮，看起来是很多不同现象的不同原因，但是在灵里面有共同原因，要把神的道传遍世界。
So the migration out of China on the surface is a result of many factors, but the outcome is the beginning of another stage of True Church mission.
那十三章开始是对外族的宣道。
Beginning of chapter 13 marks the evangelism to the Gentiles.
但是在前面的圣经，我们就看到神拣选保罗。
Paul was chosen before Acts chapter 13.
在第九章，神拣选保罗。
In book of Acts chapter 9.
所以神要完成他的工作，神会拣选他要用的工人。
So in order to complete his work, he will choose those whom he will use.
我们过去两三年送出很多工人，要招募神学生。
In the last 2 to 3 years, we've sent out many letters ask to recruit theological students.
那一直都找不到的。
We couldn't find anyone.
就很着急，因为我们现在已经21间教会跟祈祷所。
We were worried because at this time we have 21 churches in the United States.
我们只有8个传道。
We have only 8 ministers.
我们上个礼拜六再多安立一个9个传道。
And last Saturday we've ordained another pastor, so now we have altogether 9.
我们如果看现在圣地亚哥明年1月开始要成立祈祷所。
And in San Diego we'll establish a house of prayer next year.
很多聚会点都很有潜力。
And many places of worship have potential to grow.
好像西雅图、Washington D.C.
For example, Seattle, Washington D.C.
这个都很有潜力。
These are places that have high growth potential.
那工人在哪里？
Where are the workers?
So we很迫切祷告。
So we pray very fervently.
结果在今年十月，我们就有2位来报名。
So in October we have 2 who apply for theological school.
而且被录取了。
And they were accepted.
刚好这就是我们所需要的。
And they were the people we need.
所以我们知道我们教会有神在带领。
So from this we know that God guides His own church.
如果我们的计划照着神的旨意去做，你会发现神很奇妙，一直预备。
If we plan according to His will, then He will prepare ways for us.
其实我们要关心神的教会，但是不需要忧虑。
We need to be concerned about His church, but we need not be pessimistic about His church.
也不要走在神的前面。
And we need not walk before His will.
神有他的时候，神有他的预备。
He has his own time and his own preparation.
这个是从使徒行传我们非常清楚可以看出来。
And this is a lesson that we can see very clearly from the book of Acts.
所以神预备了安提阿教会。
God prepared for his ministry in Antioch.
为做宣道外邦宣道的基础。
And make it a foundation for the ministry to the Gentiles.
我们看工作的开始。
And let us see how the work began.
犹太人宣道的工作是从第二章开始的。
The beginning of the mission to the Jews began with Acts chapter 2.
在耶路撒冷教会在第二章开始的。
It first began with the church in Jerusalem.
我们想想看。
Let us think about this.
40天前。
Just 40 days ago.
一大群人围着比拉多钉死耶稣。
A large crowd of people circled Pilate and asked him to crucify Jesus.
那个力量是群众的力量。
That was a demonstration of people power.
比拉多也挡不住。
Pilate couldn't resist that power.
最后他就把主耶稣交给他们钉十字架。
So he handed over Jesus to the Jews and have him crucified.
这样才平息了大家的这个要求。
And that served to fulfill the request.
在这个犹太教的力量大到把耶稣钉十字架的环境里面，你怎么去建立基督教呢？
In a circumstance where the Judaism was so powerful that it had the power to crucify Jesus, then how was the church to be established?
这是非常困难的。
It's a very difficult.
在这个文化之下，你要再创设另外一个文化，这是不简单的。
Under such a dominant culture, you attempt to establish yet another culture. It's very difficult.
所以《使徒行传》第二章是一个非常重大的突破。
So Acts chapter 2 is a breakthrough.
就是在犹太教的文化里面开始新的基督教的文化。
Under the influence of the Judaism, the Christianity was born.
他们都是拿着圣经。
They all have the Old Testament in their hands.
文士法利赛人拿着圣经。
And the scribes, the Pharisees knew the Bible very well.
使徒也是拿着圣经。
So were the apostles.
所以他们拜的是同一个神。
They worshiped the same God.
用的是同一本圣经。
And quoted verses from the same Bible.
但是讲出来不同的道理。
But they spoke different words.
这个是圣灵开启让他们看得清楚的。
It is through the revelation of Holy Spirit that they're able to see differently.
但是因为彼得讲道有神的能力好像剑砸到人的心。
Peter's sermon had carried great power and it pierced people's hearts.
所以人就问他我们应该怎么行。
So people asked, what should we do?
彼得也不客气说你要悔改。
And people said without reservation that you first repent and be baptized.
3,000个人就受洗。
So 3,000 people were baptized.
基督教就建立起来。
Christianity was established.
基督教的文化就开始从那里发出来。
And that was the beginning of the Christianity culture.
这个不是任何一个人去计划出来的。
It is beyond a plan that anyone could come up with.
我们不是说计划不可以。
We don't mean to say that it's not proper to plan.
但是《使徒行传》里面我们看很重大的突破，都是圣灵亲自带领。
But if we look at the breakthrough in the Book of Acts, every one of them was guided by the Holy Spirit.
让我们知道，每一个重大的事情在神的国里面都是要靠神才能够完成。
This lets us know that every breakthrough comes with the guidance of God.
那这个神的带领的突破就是在圣灵的能力显明才能够突破。
This breakthrough comes when the power of the Holy Spirit was demonstrated.
所以工作的开始在使徒行传第二章很显然就是圣灵的能力所显明的。
And it's very clear that the beginning of the work in Acts chapter 2 was a result of the Holy Spirit.
我1983年第一次到奈及利亚去。
I went to Nigeria for the first time in 1983.
我们知道奈及利亚的南边是等于基督教的国家。
South of Nigeria were countries that had been preached.
那奈及利亚的北边是好像回教国家。
And north of Nigeria were Muslim countries.
那奈及利亚的中间是回教跟基督教混在一起的。
And Nigeria serves as a divide between Muslim and Christianity.
那我们到奈及利亚南边就发现每个村庄都有5-6个教会、7-8个教会。
When we went to southern Nigeria, we found 5 to 6 churches in every villages.
一到礼拜天你要去买香蕉也买不到，那小孩子都全部跑去教会。
On Sundays, you cannot even buy bananas from the market because everyone had gone to the church.
因为我们到奈及利亚就是中午就吃香蕉跟花生。
When we go to Nigeria, we eat mostly banana and peanuts.
中午
For lunch.
在奈及利亚一个月大概我们在美国一年的香蕉都吃完了。
And you eat more banana 1 month in Nigeria than 1 year in United States.
那这基督教这么普遍，你怎么去建设真耶稣教会？
In a country where Christianity was so widespread, how can you establish the true Jesus Church there?
靠神的能力。
It's through the power of God.
他来祷告。
Someone came forward to pray.
得圣灵。
And received the Holy Spirit.
就得到能力。
And this person received the power of the Holy Spirit.
那有的个性改变，抽烟醉酒改变，有的病得医治。
And some of the members' character was transformed. Their addiction to alcohol were healed.
那他有这个体验，你一讲话，那神的道就进去了。
So when someone has this vivid experience, you speak to them, the word of God, and it stays with them.
那是个圣灵，好像风一吹啊，它到处去传， 每个地方就有了。
The work of Holy Spirit is like the wind. Wherever it blows, it becomes prosperous.
就是这样建立的。
And this is how the church in Nigeria was established.
所以我们真教会的建立啊， 真的是靠神的能力。
So the establishment of the true church was founded by the power of God.
那哥林安提阿教会在使徒行传13章。
Let us turn to Church of Antioch in chapter 13.
这也是工作的开始。
This is also another beginning of the work.
我们看他宣道的开始是怎么来的。
And let us see how it came about.
请看13章第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面古利奈人入球，与分封诸王西律同养的马念并扫罗。第二节。
Verse 2.
他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说我要分派巴拿巴和保罗去做我照他们所做的工作。第三节。
Verse 3. So the ministry to the Gentiles first revealed to them by God.
所以在禁食祷告的时候，圣灵说的。When they
gather together to fast, the Holy Spirit revealed to them.
要派巴拿巴跟保罗。
That you must separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work.
那要去做我照他们所做的工作。
To which I have called them.
所以神照他们有一个任务, 就是要去做神要叫他们做的工作。
So they were entrusted with a mission.
那就按手在他之外，就差派他们出去了。
And having said this, hands were laid upon them and they were sent out.
所以我们可以看到这第二章宣道的开始跟十三章外邦宣道的开始都是圣灵亲自在感动启示带领。
So the similarity that we see in chapter 2 and chapter 13 was the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在各个地方看起来也不是计划出来的。
And if you examine how the ministry was spread in different locations, it did not come as a result of careful planning.
但是计划是需要的, 你看16章。
But it doesn't mean that the planning is necessary. Let us turn to chapter 16.
16章的第六节。
Chapter 16, verse 6.
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道, 他们就经过佛吕加拉太的地方, 第七节,
Verse 7.
到了美西亚的边界, 他们想要往推比尼去, 第八节。
Verse 8.
他们就越过美西亚到特罗亚去。第九节。
Verse 9.
在夜间有异象与保罗，有一个马其顿人在站着说，请你到马其顿帮助我们。第十节。
Verse 10.
保罗看见这个异象，随即往马其顿去，以为神召我们这传福音给那里的人听。这里在讲另外一个重大的突破。
This marks another breakthrough.
就是地域的突破。
This is a breakthrough is important in terms of its region. Geographic.
就是从福音从亚洲传到欧洲。
It's the first time that the gospel had been preached from Asia Minor to Europe.
他们有没有计划呢?
Did they plan?
有。
Yes, they did.
他们本来要在亚细亚讲道。
They were going to pass through Asia Minor.
但是很特别的一点是什么?
But what was unique about this experience?
他们有求神带领。
They asked for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告的时候，圣灵禁止他们不可以在亚细亚。
So when they pray, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. So they changed their plan.
就经过佛利亚，然后就到加拉太。
They tried to go to Bithynia, and eventually they go to Troas.
然后到最后第七节说，他们是讲到推比推尼去。
I'm sorry, then eventually they tried to go to Bithynia.
但是耶稣的灵又不许。
But over there, the Spirit of God did not allow
them. 他们在计划的过程有不断在查验神的旨意。
This reveals to us that in their planning, they repeatedly seek the guidance of God.
因为我们在做圣工，我们是仆人，我们的主是天上的神。When
we participate in this ministry, we are servants, our master is in heaven.
所以我们可以看到他圣灵的带领很清楚。
The guidance of the Holy Spirit is very clear.
因此他的计划不断一直在修改。
and plannings was constantly being modified.
那第八节他们就第三次就新的计划就要到特罗亚去。
In verse 8, they decided that they would go to Troas.
这是第三次的改变。
And this is the third revision of their plan.
那到了夜间就看到异象。
And a vision appeared to Paul in the night.
马其顿人请他。
A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him.
所以他们第四次改变。
This is the fourth change.
就到马其顿去。
And this time they decided to go to Macedonia.
结果神就带领他们建立腓立比教会。
And God helped them to establish church at Philippi.
所以我们可以看到工作的开始, 这是神感动他们。
The beginning of the work was God moved them.
那工作的进行, 虽然有计划, 但是不断的 查验神的带领而不断修改神自己的计划。
As they proceed, they frequently examine the guidance of God and modify their plan as necessary.
所以后来福音就传开了到欧洲去。
Eventually, the gospel was spread to Europe.
所以我们可以看到当时他们在做宣道的工作确实人很努力但是非常尊重神。
So they work zealously in their evangelism work, but they also respect God.
今天我们在做圣工一定要把这个重点把握住。
And this is a key point that we should hang on to as we participate in holy work.
这是真教会的精神。
This is the spirit of the true church.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.